Welcome back to my podcast. Okay, this is a new episode, and today's episode is titled Light Up. Light Up. I once went to a loved one's place to spend a few days there, and at night I went to the parlor. And I observed that the parlor was dark. And out of 6 bulbs, there was just 1 bulb functioning. And what blew my mind was the fact that every other person there was going about their normal activity like normal. They were chatting, eating, watching TV, one thing or the other. And it dawned on me that these people have become accustomed to this atmosphere. Like their minds and bodies have adjusted and aligned to this atmosphere, to this kind of lighting. And for me, it was unusual. And I just asked, why is the parlor this dark? I said, oh, don't worry, it's the bulbs, oh, we'll replace them. So apparently they had gotten comfortable with using just 1 bulb, and the replacement was just, we'll replace it. And in my head, I was like, how did you guys even get here? How did you guys get here? Like, first bulb went off, second bulb, 5 good bulbs, and not at any point in time did you replace one of them. And it played out in my head. Possibly, first bulb went out. They planned, okay, we're going to replace this bulb. But one thing or the other happened and they did not replace it. Second bulb, third bulb, fourth bulb, fifth bulb. And they would actually have legitimate excuses for not replacing that bulb. Now, it's left with 1 bulb. And if that bulb should actually go out, they would be in total darkness. Total darkness. But the truth is, the darkness did not start the day that 6th bulb went off. It started the day the first bulb went out and it was not replaced. So the day the first bulb went out and it was not fixed was the day a possibility of darkness was introduced into the house. So the fact that the 6th bulb went off and they're now seeing that, oh, there is no light, we're in total darkness, that was not the genesis of the matter. So bringing it to our own terms, the day it dawns on you that you are now prayerless, that your prayer life is down, was not the day you started the journey towards prayerlessness. So possibly you woke up that day so late, and then you rushed off to work. You had to meet up with work, and then as on your way to work, the Holy Spirit reminds you, you haven't prayed, you haven't studied. I'll do that when I come back. You come back, and then you're so tired from traffic, the whole day's job, you have headache, you just have to rest, and boom, you find yourself the next day again. And it goes on and on and on and on and on. Before you know, it's normal for you now. You can step out without praying. After all, the other days you've stepped out without praying, nothing has happened to you. So now you can comfortably step out without praying. Because the first time it happened, you didn't set up systems to adjust or correct that flaw at that point. The first time you realize that you are bitter about someone, probably due to your, as a result of the actions, as a result of your action that day, is not the first time your journey towards being bitter started. Your journey towards being bitter, or your journey towards bitterness, started from not sorting out unforgiveness as soon as it sprung up. So you see, these things, as believers, we need to be sensitive We need to be alert. When a red flag is showing up, you need to at that point sort it. You don't relax. You don't relax, because if you don't sort it that day, before you know, the Holy Spirit might keep prompting you about it, might keep telling you about it, and you know, you're not doing what he's asking you to do. Very soon you will no longer hear the voice of God on that matter, and very soon you become relaxed there, and before you know, boom, the big show, the big result of all your ignorance, procrastination, indiscipline shows up. So let me give another instance, and this instance might actually shatter some tables. For example, you decide, okay, we're having a godly courtship, and then you guys have been talking, and then one day one person says, ah, so that you went to dinner, can I see? Hello bro. Hello sis. You just upped one light though. Just upped one light. And probably the witch will be like, are you sure? You know, you're not supposed to be. What do you want? What exactly are you trying to see? Before you know, you don't sort that out. You don't realize that this can be a potential problem. Before you know, you begin to have many thoughts that you're not supposed to have. Before you know, you say, okay, can I come visit you? You go visit the person, and then just both of you are there, and then you decide, okay, we are studying the Bible. In fact, let's pray. Let's pray together. Before you know, one thing, two thing. guys, the devil doesn't come with two horns and a red tail. It comes with things that are familiar, that if by indiscipline you do not sort out, something big will blow. It's going to blow. And it also relates to addiction. So the day you realize that, kai, I'm addicted to this smoking, I'm addicted to pornography, it's not the day you started. Funny enough, it might have just started from, you possibly went to a site and you decided, okay, I want to, before you know, because of the world we're in, something just pops up and you're seeing sexy girl, you want to see a sexy girl. And then you click it. There are things that have popped up on my page, so yeah, I've seen them. So you might just click it, and then you're exposing yourself to it, and then now that's a light that has gone off. Now at that point you're supposed to, Kai, I'm not supposed to see this thing, I'm not supposed to be looking at this, I'm not supposed to be watching this. So now you don't go and form, I'm strong, I can see nothing happen. You need to guard your gateways, your gates, your eyes, your ears, and the things that come into your heart, your thoughts. You need to guard them jealously, because these are ways that the devil can introduce some things that are not meant to be. And then you click it, and then you see, now, okay, let me see another one. Before you know, tomorrow you're seeing it again, next tomorrow. That is how it builds up. So what am I saying today? Light up, fix it now. The moment you see that this thing has the potential of, because in fact you might not even be discerning enough to know that it has the potential, but once you see that this thing, I'm not supposed to do this, you set up structures, you do things that will ensure that you don't find yourself at that position again. Yes, if you don't sort it now, it's gonna grow. How did in the book of Second Samuel, we see Absalom's sister Tamar. How did her brother get to rape her? The day her brother raped her was not the day he started. It started from his thoughts that were not controlled. His thoughts. He just desired his sister. And then he began to meditate, and he began to think of it. He began to dwell on it. He did not sort it out. And then he now had friends. A friend that now found that demonic fire to flame. So the day he raped her was not the day it started. It all started from his heart. The day Lot found himself in Sodom and Gomorrah was not the day. It was not the day he started journeying towards there. When he separated from Abraham, we see that he was in Jordan, close to Sodom. Before he started taking one step, two step, three step, before you know, he was in Sodom and Gomorrah. So what am I trying to say today? Fix it now. Fix it now. Fix that unforgiveness now before it gets to bitterness. Fix that unhealthy thoughts now. Fix whatever it is. Fix that procrastination now. Because when you don't fix it now, like I said before, something big would come out of it. Like the Bible would say, the little foxes that spoil the vines. Now, these things, they might not look as serious as you think, because it's not outright killing, it's not outright murder, but those small, small things, little foxes that spoil the vine, you attend to them. Yes. So today, fix it. Fix your heart. Light up your heart. Light up every area of your life. Fix what needs to be fixed now. Yeah. If you have been blessed by this podcast, ensure you share it to people you think will be blessed by it, and the Lord will keep you. I love you. Until next time, bye.